about a person who encountered a wolf and was saved.
One more.
And then he encountered a lion and he was saved. And then he encountered a snake, even more dangerous, a poisonous snake. And at some point, he doesn't even remember the wolf and the lion anymore. The Gemara says, Tsaros Achronos. The later tsaros that we face, Hamshachos HaRishonos. We don't even remember the earlier tsaros. We have been facing death and destruction, murder and violence against Tzaddikim, Kedoshim, over and over and over again, incidents that happened right here. But once again, the most recent tragedies make us even forget about the earlier ones, because things keep on coming. This very morning in Tachanun, we said, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Habet mi shamayim ure'eh, look down from the heavens, Hashem. Ki hayinu lav bakelas bagayim, we have become a mockery and a scorn among the goyim. Nechshav nekitzon tifcha, we have been like sheep to the slaughter. La'arov v'li'abek, sheep to the slaughter, not even by bullets, by axes, by knives, sheep to the slaughter. And in spite of everything, we have not forgotten your name. Shuv mechalo napecha, may you turn away from your anger. Inochem ala roli amecha, and withdraw or regret the evil that was decreed on our people. Nobody, and certainly it's not for me, we don't have the dua. Nobody can understand the reasons, people who are dying, people who are murdered, Ovdei Hashem, Talmidei Chachamim, Tzaddikim Mamish, in a Makam Kadesh, wearing talis and tefillin. We have not seen such a thing Mamish since the Holocaust itself. There are the famous pictures from the Shoah of people being dragged out by the Nazis and tefillin. And although every nefesh of Klal Yisrael is precious, these were really the precious of the most precious. We could say, their death al kiddush Hashem. Who knows what a kapara it is for Klal Yisrael? Rabbi Chanan Wasserman said about the tzaddikim before he and others were let out to be murdered in the Kovna Ghetto, that perhaps, when there's a midas adin in the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu may take the Midas HaDin and apply it to the great Tzaddikim, and that may save, we don't know, millions and millions of Jews. Because these were the Karbanos that were chosen. And Rabbi Chanan went on and said, just as a Korban is disqualified, if there is an improper thought, Pigel and the like, so too, when a person dies, Al Kiddush Hashem, his thoughts must be pure, his thoughts must be holy. What could be holier than people in the Beis Knesset, Talis and Tefillin, saying Shimon Ezra? These are people who daven for Kavana. What could be pure? What a korban it was. Dying al kiddush Hashem. The minhag is brought down by halacha. When a person dies al kiddush Hashem, a person is murdered by the Gentiles because they are Jewish. We bury them in their bloody clothing. But that blood should come up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem Yintam God, we don't clean it up. That blood is a mark of distinction, a mark of glory, a mark of the ultimate sacrifice that a person makes on Kiddush Hashem. That blood is indeed called to Me'achicha Tzayik and Eilai Min Adam. It is screaming to Hashem. All we can hope for. The most we can hope for indeed that would be all that we need is that Hashem should look down from heaven and see what is being done to his people and bring rachamim and yeshuva. In many ways, the whole experience, really starting from the son, starting from the murder of the three B'nai Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing us something. and we don't know exactly all the reasons and all the understandings of it. It's putting us in a situation where all of the conventional ways that we fool ourselves, that we are in control of our fate, simply are shown to be futile. We think decisions can be made by politics. We think we can have security. We think we can beef up police. We think that if we just put enough resources in this place or that place or that place, we're going to be safe. And yet, the types of things that happen. Some person turns his car into an oncoming train. What are you going to do? Confiscate cars? What are you going to do? Build a wall around East Jerusalem? These are things that there's no possible thing we can do at all. A person enters the Beis Knesset, the person who worked in the neighborhood, person, animal, whatever you want to say, works in the neighborhood, comes in. What are you going to do? How are you going to stop it from happening here, Chas v'Shalom? The answer is, there's nothing we can do with Derech HaTeva. There's nothing the government can do. There's nothing the police can do. These are not regular wars with armies, with rules, with taksisei milchama of some sort. Unpredictable, uncontrollable. This could lead a person to become crazy. This could lead a person to become depressed. There's nothing I can do. But therein lies the greatest of it. And therein lies the greatest hatzalah. Because when a person knows there's nothing I can do, when a person knows that my kochos are nothing, when a person knows that I have no control over anything that happens to me, when a person knows that ultimately, Ein lanu lishayim, we have no one to rely upon. Ella, Allah bina shabashamayim. My very helplessness is the source of my amuna, the source of my nitachon. When I put aside my arrogance, my gaiva, my sense that I control the situation, then and only then do I become the ani that has nothing. And as David HaMelech says, tefila li'ani ki yatzai, it is the prayer of the poor person who knows he has nothing, whose heart is open to emuna and bitachon and the borei olam, the ultimate power, who then becomes roi for a Yeshua, because when we have egotism and the illusion of self-sufficiency, that is when we are not necessarily roi for the Eibishter to help us. When we know we have nothing, we are the oni that is roi for that Yeshua. It's brought down, what Tzadok brings down, that we know that the three of us were misakim three tefillas, Avram Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Meirich, and the Tzadok is Masbir, that Shachris, the morning, is the prayer of gratitude and hope. Life looks good, you see, the light is a remnant of closeness to Hashem, chesed of Hashem. Avram's tefilla is connected being makir v'chastei hamakim in our lives. Yitzchak, the shadows of the evening are beginning. It's still night, but it's still daytime. But remember, the 400 years of Golos begins from the birth of Yitzchak. So Mincha is the prayer when a person still has brachos in their lives. They're afraid it's slipping away. So Mincha is the prayer of panic, so to speak. But Yaakov's tefillah, Rav Tzadok says, is very different. Yaakov's tefillah is not the tefillah of gratitude. And it's not even the tefillah of asking to hold on to brachas. Yaakov Avinu's tefillah is the tefillah of emunah. It is the tefillah of darkness. It is the tefillah when everything seems lost and there seems to be no hope. But that is the emunah. That's why in Shachris, Emes V'Yatsiv, God's truth is clear and upstanding. At Ma'ariv, Emes V'Emunah. I have emunah even in the darkest moments. In the mornings of life, I declare your loving kindness. In the dark moments of apparent hopelessness, my emuna will sustain me. That is the tefillah of Ma'ariv. In many ways, although it's the afternoon, it's not Ma'ariv. In many ways, these are moments of darkness. But it is the kayach of emuna that gives us chizuk. And it's the koyach of emuna that makes us zoicha, that Hashem will answer our tefillos. The Umos HaOlam, coming back to Esav, and as Rosh Yeshiva spoke, the golus we're in is this very, very difficult shutfus of Yishmael and Esav. So Yishmael is working with Esav, working with Amalek. The koyach of Esav is indeed with Yadayim, sword, death, destruction. The koyach of Am Yisrael, HaKol Kol Yachad, is our prayer, is our tefillos. Our awareness that every Yeshua comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the person might say, well, people were davening and they were killed. Obviously, their prayers didn't seem to work. But the Gedolim have told us, the Stipler, other many, many, even before the Stipler, make the point that when Yidden turn to Hashem, B'leiv Shalem, the tefillos always are going to be payel. If they're not payel Yeshua's for a specific thing, then how many other tzaras are reverted, how much bracha, how much atzalah. There is no such thing as a tefillah that goes to waste. We may ask for specific things, and of course, specifically we're a mevakesh for a refuah shleima for the pesuim, and may they have a refuah shleima. But the MS is, the tefillah goes up to Shemayim, it remains with the Kisei Yakovet, it's a makar of bracha, a makar of atzlacha, a makar of Yeshua, for Klal Yisrael and for the whole world, in so many different ways. A tefillah doesn't go to waste. The tefillah of the Yidden in the gas chambers didn't go to waste. Some say that perhaps that was responsible for the Balei Tshuva. Maybe people in this room are here because of tefillahs that were uttered by someone in their last moments of the gas chambers. And we know that even the tefillahs that were said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by people right before they were hacked to death also are Payel Yeshuas and will be Payel Yeshuas from Israel. This is our Kayach. We have nothing else. Police, we have to do Mishtaglos, we have to do what we can with Derech HaTeva. But we know, and if we didn't know, we have learned that none of that is going to do anything. What we do have is our Kol Yachad. We have the opportunity. We have the ability to bring bracha to the world. We have the ability to bring Yeshua to Eretz Yisrael. We have the ability to open up the tsinoros, the pipelines of chesed. And that does depend on us. That depends on our kavana. That depends on our caring. That depends on our avas Yisrael. And it depends on our emuna that our Kadosh Baruch Hu is the sheirish and the only sheirish of any Yeshua that can be possible. The minute of Yom Kippur Katan, unfortunately we have become familiar with it again. Some have the minhag every Erev Rosh Chodesh. We don't do every Erev Rosh Chodesh. But at least in an Eitz Tzorah, we want to be mishpatek from the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. May we